This is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today, day six in the books. Mark, let's get right to it, get us caught up on the news and notes of the day.
Patty, it is day six, and you're seeing some hot and tired players. The quarterbacks had tired arms, according to head coach Gary Kubiak. Not the most proficient day offensively. You expect the defense to be ahead of the offense at this time of year. I was talking with Rick Dennison, and he would rather see his offense execute. Thank you very much. Wade Phillips probably pretty pleased with the defensive performance. Joe May's a big story, of course. We'll get to that. But some nagging injuries. Brennan Williams had his knee drained. More evaluations due this week. Some hamstring problems for Jeff Mail, Whitney Merciless, Lestar Jean. Even DeAndre Hopkins left practice for a moment with an ankle problem, but he came back in and finished practice. So you're seeing the bumps and bruises that you would expect 6 days into camp.
DeAndre Hopkins did come back in, and he actually had a great day of practice today. And we'll talk to Andre Johnson in just a minute about him. But let's go back to Joe Mays. He makes his appearance out here today. He was great with the media, seems to be fitting in right away.
Yes, and he knew it was going to come up, the big hit. And I was joking on the radio about this. It was a joke. Can you imagine if he hit Schaub again really hard in practice? Of course, that was not going to happen. But Mays was well aware that this subject would be a major topic of conversation upon his arrival.
I wasn't worried about the players. I think it was more of the fans. I read blogs and all that stuff. My wife do too. So, she went on the internet and seeing all that stuff. They wanted to kill me and all type of stuff, man. I was just laughing. But I think I was more worried about the fans and, how they would respond to me coming here. And, hopefully it's a good one.
Your wife found a blog where someone said they wanted to kill you?
Yeah, it was somewhere along the lines. But, I think it might have been. I don't think it was serious, but, I think they were just mad that they thought I took a cheap shot on Schaub. And, it's rightfully so that they feel the way that they felt. And hopefully they feel a little bit different about me now.
What did she say whenever you signed here, then?
She was worried about how Schaub was going to react. She was happy, but at the same time, she was hoping that I didn't get jumped in the locker room.
What did Schaub talk about?
Nothing. He just said, I just spoke to him, said what's up to him. I'm looking forward to playing for the team. And, he just said, hey, whatever happened last year's water under the bridge, and let's move on.
And, Patty, Joe Mays thinks he can start for this football team. I don't doubt him. Look at his portfolio, former starter in Denver. I think he has the goods to do it. And remember, whoever plays next to Brian Cushing is not an every-down player. They're going to come off the field in those sub-packages.
Well, we mentioned DeAndre Hopkins, who did have a good practice today, and it's no secret that he's been riding the coattails and learning everything he can from Andre Johnson, and Andre is just more than happy with what he's seeing with him out there.
Absolutely. Andre Johnson, over a decade in this league now, and I remember his rookie camp very well. He didn't develop his hands that much until year two when he went to the Pro Bowl 2004. He was outstanding. Hopkins comes in hands ready, and Andre Johnson knows that he has a bright future.
He's always wanting to know what is everything for. So, he'll see me doing exercises. He's like, what does that do? Or what does this do? So, he's willing to learn. He wants to learn. He wants to know, what makes him better. And, that's a great thing. That's what I love about him, man. He's willing to work and he wants to know how to be great.
I think that today was DeAndre's best day so far.
I don't know. Probably. He made a lot of plays today. He makes plays every day. With the rookies, they have so much coming at them. They kind of go up and down. The biggest thing, I try to tell them is just try to come out and be consistent every day. That's what you try to do as a player, just come out and be consistent every day. So, he went out and made a lot of plays, and, you just have to continue to try to build off of it. I'm pretty sure he will. And, like I said, he's always willing to ask questions and wants to get better. So, he's a great worker, and he'll keep it up.
Andre Johnson, one of the many veterans that these young players can learn from, Patty. We've talked about Ed Reed in this category before, and the guy who you're going to talk to next is certainly learning from one of the vets.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, he is a vet now. Hard to believe. Kareem Jackson seems like he just came in the league. I will catch up with him on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Best part and the worst part of training camp?
I can't really think of the best part of training camp other than You know, you're learning the system, you're getting the work in, you know, that you need to be what you need. But I really don't think training camp is necessary. I mean, that's just me, you know, I'm an old guy. But the worst part is in Houston is the heat. The heat and the time. You know, you hardly have any time. It's always football, football, football.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Kareem Jackson, 6 days now under your belt. How's training camp going for you?
Training camp's going good. You know, it feels good to be back out here, you know, be with the guys, you know, in locker room meetings, you know, out on the field. So it's going pretty good right now.
We watched you a little bit today, a lot of time going up against Andre Johnson. I know you spent some time going up against DeAndre Hopkins. How much, A, does it benefit you to be able to be working against one of the best in the business like that? And then tell us what you've seen from DeAndre.
Definitely helps a lot, you know, to have one of the best in the business right here, you know, on your team, to be able to go against him every day. Definitely benefits you on Sundays, you know, just, you know, he knows all the tricks of the trade, you know, smart guy, big guy, fast. You know, very physical. You know, there's not very many guys like him in the league. So, you know, come Sundays, you know, it'd definitely be a lot easier out there. As far as DeAndre, you know, pretty much similar. You know, some things that Andre's teaching him, he's learning, you know, still. But, you know, he's definitely had a great athletic ability.
We talked to Danielle Manning yesterday about the secondary, and we've talked to J.J.O. a couple days ago, really about the tandem of you guys, and there's been a lot of talk this camp about you two being and wanting to be the best cornerback tandem in the business. Just your thoughts on that, and is that something that you feel you are?
You know, going into year three, working together, you know, we feel like we're on the same page no matter what it is. You know, no matter the call, down the distance, you know, we kind of think the same things, you know, and alike in certain situations. You know, sometimes we don't even have to say anything to each other. You know, we know what one another's thinking. You know, definitely wanting to be the best tandem, you know, in this league is definitely one of our goals. You know, we're not out here working for nothing. So, you know, to come out here and work and to possibly be labeled as that, you know, that's the ultimate goal for us.
And you've come a long way in the last 3 or 4 years, obviously. And Jonathan Joseph said, really, he chalks it up to just doing work. You've worked hard to mature and just sort of gauge your progress from where you started to where you are now.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely all about work in this league. You know, without work, you won't get better. So, you know, in every aspect, you have to come out. You have to work on it. You know, whether it's the off season, you know, whether it's in season, whenever it is, you definitely have to put the work in if you want to get results.
All right. Thank you so much. We have to take one final time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. Mark will be back when we return. Stay with us.
Texans Training Camp today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Houston Methodist Training Center bustling with fans out here at training camp for the second day in a row. They were out here to come participate, and Mark, it never ceases to amaze me, the Texans players now 6 days into camp, still taking the time, no matter how hot it is, to come out here, meet, greet, sign autographs with the fans.
You know, the Green Bay Packers have that tradition of players riding bikes to the facility and all of that with the fans. This is the Texans tradition, meeting and greeting the fans getting some up close and personal activity with the players, and the players very happy to oblige despite sweating it out in the hot sun.
All right, before I let you go, let's talk a little bit of running backs. Obviously, we know Arian Foster is the guy, still not out there participating. Ben Tate, we're seeing some things from, but there's a lot of young guys in this running back stable that are drawing some interest.
Yeah, I'm fine with Arian Foster being in packing peanuts for now and just sort of sheltering him from any kind of training camp injury problem. I like these young guys. Dennis Johnson is really opening a lot of eyes out here. The rookie from Arkansas. They also have Sierre Wood from Notre Dame, Ray Graham from Pittsburgh, Deji Kareem, the veteran. I think he looks pretty good. Blitz pickup, Gary Kubiak talked about. But one of these young guys could crack the 53-man roster, and I think it's Johnson in all likelihood.
All right, well, we will have much more on the running backs and much more in-depth on our Texans Huddle tomorrow night because, of course, these shows are only 15 minutes. Texans Huddle is 30 minutes.
We stretch out.
We stretch. There's
more
so
stuff.
Much information. We have to do two shows tomorrow.
Yes.
But that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thank you, as always.
All right.
And we will see you tomorrow on Texans Training Camp today.